Namo Guru Manjugoshaya, I bow down to my Lama, gentle voice. I bow to the feet of the Lord, my Father, Mati Bhadra, that glorious body built of the highest bliss and wisdom of every single one of the Buddhas, past, present, and future, masquerading here in this dance, the outer form of a monk in the golden robes.
It happened one day in a moment of mental clarity. I was thinking a bit on the essence of all the teachings I had heard, and the thought made me think of all the kindness. And the thought made me think of all the kindness that my Lama had ever paid to me. And then I blurted out this song of the diamond, which is meant to repay in some small way my Lord, my Lamas, for all their kindness, taking everything that I've gleaned from the years of scripture and whispered advice and logic, and expressing it all in that extraordinary method where you take the goal and use it as the path of the goal. All because of the kindness of that one kind Savior, I've been able to attain this human form, a body and mind complete in its resources and opportunities. So too, due to them, I've been able to meet in this life with the word of the Lord, the second Buddha, and been able to dress my mental stream in the fine jewels of the three different sets of vows, learning to cherish and to protect these vows and my pledges, the very foundation of everything. When I think of this, I think of my holy Lama's kindness, and oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord.
I've been able to explore the meaning of the word, both open and secret. I know how the cycle works, this realm of causes and effects. I have trained in love and in compassion, and in the one wish for Buddhahood. I grasp the view of the world, which grasps that place beyond the way in which all things are. And I understand the profound practice of the path of the two secret stages. When I think of this, I think of my Lama's kindness. And oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord. I know how to take the original state of things, the three of impure birth and death and the state in between, and transform them so they turn instead to the three holy bodies, becoming now a power that ripens the seeds in my mind. I know how to look upon everything that ever appears to me and see it as the infinite dance of total purity. I know how to look down at my own body and see it as a divine form, indivisible, empty clarity. I know how to listen to the world and hear every whisper as the song of her secret mantra. When I think of this, I think of my Lama's kindness, and oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord.
I have witnessed the ways of the inner body of diamond. I have seen the doe-eyed girl with her three special virtues lying in the center of the child of the lake in the jewel surrounded by eight flower petals. My mind never left that single point, the magic play of my love for her, the glory of her unfolded, wide mother, Daki of wisdom. Up above, the rays of a crystal moon burst forth and then again withdrew. Later on, I went and captured all the forest deer, all the objects in the universe. I used the snare of remembering what I had seen before when I was still in that deep meditation. And then the snare itself turned into the body of an angel, a body made out of bliss and emptiness. When I think of this, I think of my Lama's kindness, and oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord.
I coughed it up, using the drop of a lovely mantra, at the center of the eight different spokes of the wheel of knives within my heart. A masterful way of war it was, to slash in a single sweeping stroke the throats of 1,000 enemies, the demons that both the grasped and grasping were using as horses to ride upon. So too, in the center of the lotus of the chakra of every existing thing, I took up the lute made of clearest crystal, whose very nature was the diamond of shining wisdom. I struck the strings, light beams of five different hues, and played the song, a melody of the three diamonds that can never be destroyed. With these glorious lines of the victory, in attaining the glory of the true angel's heaven, I burst asunder the knot of ignorance, a bond so nearly beyond all breaking. When I think of this, I think of my Lama's kindness, and oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord.
And then there was the highest channel of all. Method and wisdom melded together. The very tip of the sprout of a child of the lake, finer than fine itself, was adorned by a single drop, the fruit of crimson and ivory elements. And when it was consumed, then ignorant disliking and liking as well, along with the darkest ignorance which is their fruit, flowered and grew. I died without losing my life, and once again sat and watched the struggle. When I think of this, I think of my Lama's kindness, and oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord.
Then the sculptor arrived, the mind fast as thought itself. It took up in its hands the refined gold of the subtlest element of all, and crafted the image, an angel's holy body made of wisdom itself. The body awoke and did miracles beyond the mind to conceive. I grabbed the universe, all three realms, and devoured it in a single swallow. At the very last, I murdered the host of those who have gone that way, and then had my way with the Holy Lord, the woman of the Buddhas. Aghast at what I had done, I ran off into simple voidness. When I think of this, I think of my Lama's kindness, and oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord.
And then from nowhere came a rainbow across the sky. The rainbow blazed in the marks and signs of an enlightened being. There was a virgin, the cleft of method, the one of power, and then came a boy, born of himself from the empty realm, drunk from the wine of the clear light of his home. They united, never again to be apart, friends and companions, combined into a single thing. They tore from the other the immaculate shining jewels and a mass of objects of enjoyment, claiming them then as their very own. When I think of this, I think of my Lama's kindness, and oh, how kind you have been to me, my Lama and my Lord.
Now it may be that none of these things actually happened, but it is true that through the kindness of my Lama, I've been able to learn and contemplate that deepest Dharma, and thus win this path, which is infinitely more rare even than the Lord's, the enlightened ones themselves. And although this song is not something they'd ever have granted to a person the likes of myself, yet still it was sung in secret, as you see it here, by the warriors and their angel women living in the 24 sacred lands. And within this one simple song lies the very cream of the entire collection of tantras.
And so here it is, set down as a melody by myself, by Lobsang Chuki Gyaltsen, one day as I was recalling the kindness of my Lord. By the goodness of these few words I've spoken, may every living being that exists attain the holy body of diamond, the shining glory of the two combined.